So, Steve, we've obviously heard a lot about getting technology into classrooms in recent years.
Right, but that sounds expensive.
Right, normally it is, but now teachers in Maricopa County can go to a big warehouse and take whatever they want off the shelves to use in their classrooms for free.
And you're saying this isn't theft?
It is not theft. Okay. They're encouraged to do this.
Not the five-finger discount.
No, it is not that, no. It's called the STEM Resource Center. It's the result of a new partnership between Amazon and the Maricopa County Superintendent's Office. So how exactly did this all come to be? Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with County Superintendent Steve Watson more about it. And he says once a month, his office does a live broadcast with a STEM-related company. And one month, that company was Amazon.
And they said, hey, you know, we have a bunch of product that for whatever reason we can't return to the manufacturer or we can't sell on our website. Some of the stuff is really great. Do you know anybody who can use this material? And multiple light bulbs went off over people's heads and we said, hey, we would love to take this on. And that's kind of how our relationship began with Amazon.
So this is a year-long partnership, this resource center that's just open. How does it work? How can teachers access it?
Well, it's by appointment, so teachers can contact the office, and we schedule a time to meet them at our STEM Resource Center, and they can kind of go through and do some shopping. And shopping is a little bit of a misnomer because, you know, we don't charge anybody anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the things that makes this special is we're not just opening up the doors and letting teachers have free rein, which we do, but we also have some educators on hand to say, hey, here's how you might use some of these things in your classroom. So some of the products that we have, they're really straightforward. You know, you can get a camera. You can get, you know, maybe some whiteboards to use with your students. But some of the things, you know, we might have 20 electronic owls that have a solar panel and a motion sensor. And these are designed to scare critters or birds from your garden. And we take some of these things and we show and talk about some creative ways maybe you can break those down in your classroom.
Yeah.
So while you may not use the owl, hey, you can repurpose the solar panel. You can repurpose this motion detector.
Yeah. So this is, it sounds like kind of a hodgepodge of stuff, but useful in many ways in the classroom.
Yeah, it is. There really is a hodgepodge of stuff. Some of it is really straightforward. Oh, hey, here's a Galaxy tablet that you could use with your students. And some of the things might require a little bit more creativity. On our first day, I asked one of the teachers what she thought was the best thing that we had there. And she walked in and she said, you know, I loved being in the lighting room. We have just a room full of lights, solar-powered lights, all these different lights. And she says, I can teach my students all about circuits lights and how current flows with some of these things, and we can take them apart, and we're comfortable doing that because this was a free resource that came from the county superintendent.
Yeah. So as county and superintendent, and as you're looking at the way in which technology is being integrated into the classroom all the time, like, how important do you think that is, and why do you think it's important? Is it just because kids are so used to technology and that's kind of the way they learn now?
You know, I think this is hugely important, and not just because of the way kids use technology today, but the way kids learn today. We have to really, as educators, focus on engaging and sharing with our students more than ever in the history of education the reason why behind everything. You know, they want to have some real-world application. They want to see how this works in a product.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to kind of reverse engineer and engage and tinker, I think, is what really makes this powerful.
Yeah. All right. That's Steve Watson, Maricopa County School Superintendent. Thank you so much for joining us to talk about this, Steve.
It was my pleasure.